People have been confirmed dead after a house fire in Gladstone this morning. The two-story building was fully inflamed by the time fire emergency services were called just before 6 a.m. to Whiting Street. Part of the building collapsed before 7:20 a.m. when the fire was contained. Fire investigators have been notified to the crime scene.
In national news, Victorian farmers are cutting their crops for hay as the drought continues across southeast Australia. This comes after long-term weather forecasts have been predicting rainfall across the region when no rain has fallen. The lack of rain has reduced the chance of good grain, and many farmers are turning their fields to hay instead. Some grain growers are holding out for hope for late spring rain, but it has been an incredibly dry season.
Hundreds of Victorian graduating paramedicine students will need to prepare for the possibility of having to work interstate. The approximate 800 students are completing for just few hundred jobs, and the Victorian Ambulance Union has warned that students could spend years on the Order of Merit list. In 2023 to 2024, Ambulance Victoria reported that only 134 graduate paramedics were recruited that financial year. However, Ambulance Victoria would not disclose how many interstate graduates they recruit each year.
In international news, the US government has seized $14 billion worth of Bitcoin and charged a Cambodian businessman with playing a part in an alleged crypto scam. The allegations on Prince Holdings include exploiting forced labor to trick potential investors, only to then spend the money on yachts, jets, and even a Picasso painting. The group's chair, Shen Zi, and Prince Holdings has allegedly built at least 10 compounds that held workers, often migrants, against their will to contact people via social media. Online messaging and over the phone to build rapport with victims before stealing their crypto.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower later in the morning and afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.